Hi, this is Tony Funeka, Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Dean Moore, CEO of Just. Dean, thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
Great. Thank you, Tony. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about our survey results.
Yes, very interesting survey. I mean, retirement is such an interesting and crucial topic because over the years it seems that we sort of just doesn't get it. We don't actually get it right. So it was interesting to see your 2019 Retirement Insights results coming out, and maybe you can just give us an update on the main insights that you got from that research.
Yeah, sure. So the first thing, which is consistent with previous surveys and also surveys done in other parts of the world, is that most people say that on reaching retirement, they would prefer a secure monthly income that will cover their expenses rather than taking significant risks. And that's always interesting in South Africa because most people end up choosing living annuity-type products where they are subject to investment market risks and don't necessarily have the stable income. Probably most interesting for us this year in the results were that most people, well, a high proportion of people self-assessed as being financially astute. So 8 out of 10 were saying that they set and worked towards financial goals. Yet when we looked into the detail of what they expected to get as income from retirement assets they'd saved, there's a massive expectations gap. They're expecting probably twice the level of income that could be purchased in the market at retirement. Mm. And then the other aspect of that is, I think where that is most acutely felt, is that about half the respondents said they would like to leave some sort of legacy to children or grandchildren. But those same people said if they ran out of money, they would turn to their children or grandchildren to support them. And given that expectations gap we've just spoken about, it's much more likely that they'll be turning to their children to support them later in life.
Mm. It clearly shows, I mean, there's a bit of a disconnect in terms of people think they know and what they actually know. So when we talk about the preference for guaranteed income, which, I mean, it sounds pretty logical that somebody would want a guaranteed income, but that disconnect would obviously still be there, that they don't understand that with a guaranteed income, you're obviously going to pay some sort of a price. How would one manage that, and what does that mean for investors in terms of the potential income during retirement?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that people don't think about is actually bringing together how long they should expect to live for and how much income they need through that retirement. So typically, people retiring, let's say, at around 65, a male would be expected to live for about 18 years to 83, a female probably for 22 years to 87. Now, when you look at all of the sort of studies that are done when people are going into living annuities, where most South Africans will end up, there's some discussion around what is a sustainable drawdown rate over that period of time. And that discussion centers around probably between 4% and 5% of your assets. And then we should also say most people are drawing more than that, which means that most people will run out of money before they run out of years of life.
Mm, yeah.
And that can be addressed. So there are options that guarantee income to continue for life. And particularly when we look in the sort of with-profit annuity space, Just version called Just Lifetime Income, when you look over a 30-year planning horizon, the sustainable income from that type of product is around 2.5% per annum higher than if you try to manage assets yourself. And that largely comes around from the fact that you're sharing your longevity experience with a large pool of people. Some of those people will pass away earlier, others live longer. And if you're matching your expenses, not all of your assets, but you're just making sure that the expenses you need to cover for life are matched in that type of product, then those who die earlier, well, they don't actually need the income to pay those expenses anymore. And those that live longer, they desperately need that income and they wouldn't have been able to fund it themselves.
Mm. Very interesting. I mean, you also mentioned about saying that they want to live with their kids if things go wrong. But, I mean, that is even a bigger challenge because you're now betting on your kids having enough money as well. But it seems like the better solution in that case would be to get people to readjust their expectations for a lower income that is then actually guaranteed. But the question is, how do you do that?
Yeah, I think with very careful planning. So, as I was saying, part of that expectations gap, a number of people self-assessed as being financially astute, and yet the number of people either very close to retirement or in retirement who said that they'd actually done calculations on what they needed was around half or even below half of the sample. So people aren't really doing those detailed plans that you need to. And I really think because of what we're seeing there, what we've just said about the children, that needs to be a whole family exercise that involves everybody because ultimately we are seeing people draw too much at the moment from their retirement savings. They are going to become dependent on their children later on. And so those children are going to are the typical sandwich generation. They need to look after their own dependents and the previous generation that's become dependent on them.
Mm. And then they sit with the retirement problem themselves again.
Yes, absolutely.
So what role does investor education, coaching, and financial planners in play in this challenge? And how do we prepare the investors better?
Yeah, I think that education process is massive. It's a real problem, and it's really something that we need to apply to retirement. But both for consumers and then also just the general advisor market out there. What we feel really passionate about is that the issue is that people in South Africa have undersaved. We know that issue. We can't turn a blind eye to it. What becomes absolutely critical then is that every rand counts in retirement. So decisions shouldn't be taken without careful planning. And there are more effective ways to use your money and more optimal ways to use your money. So that detailed plan and then looking at the full range of products and not just saying I've got one pot of money to last for my lifetime, but if I need to cover that basic level of essential expenses, what product is there to give me the income to cover that for the rest of my life? Mm-hmm. Then my children don't need to worry about that. And then what have I got left and how do I maximize what I can get out of what I've got left? And I think just that simple step already would mean that people use their money more effectively when they get to retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's why this type of research that you've done is so important because the starting point is probably just facing reality and then moving on from there. Yeah.
Yes. I think once you look at the problem and you face up to it, after a couple of sleepless nights, you can then put in tangible plans to and then you can actually shape your life because I think a lot of when you actually break down your life, you are going to want to spend a bit more during your active years of retirement, and then you're going to downscale somewhat, and then your living expenses possibly come down, but then you've got to allow for the fact that medical expenses increase later and there might be frail care costs. There's a few specific milestones, and you can draw out a careful plan, and you can face your retirement with confidence, knowing how you're going to spend your money, and maybe even start to apply your skills in another way and earn a little bit more income in retirement to achieve other objectives you might want.
Perfect. Gene, thank you very much for that. I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Great. Thanks, Tony. Thank you for the chat.
Thanks, Gene.